Hello everyone, I'm Jim Levis, Head of Fixed Income at M&G Investments, and I'm here with Steve and Andrew, Tristan Hansen from our multi-asset teams. Today we're going to talk about the outlook for 2018, but before we do that, I guess, Stephen, this has been a year where, you know, we talk about positive growth surprises, especially in Europe, and from a bond investor, it's been a kind of flattish year. Credit's done very well, but it's really been an equity story this year, right?
It has, and it's been a journey of seeking to justify that equity story with a less pessimistic narrative, moving now towards somewhat greater optimism. The data's surprised most people's expectations on the upside, particularly to say for Europe. So despite the fact, yet good news has been coming through on for a fundamental basis, it looks like it could still have some way to run in that respect.
It's also been a year of, the surprise has been that there haven't been many surprises, really. I mean, compared to 2016, which was a particularly shocking year, you had a real fears about a China downturn in the first quarter of the year. Then you had Brexit and then Trump. So we were kind of set up to be, you know, to face all lots of volatility, lots of political noise. In actual fact, in terms of market impact, it didn't really have a big market impact. And in the background, as you say, global economy doing well, earnings doing well, supporting equity.
Well, let's think about next year and where you see some value in your marketplace. I mean, I would start by saying I think government bonds are overvalued. I don't think they're going to sell off massively, but they're overvalued. Credit has got expensive now. You know, the fundamentals are still okay. Very few defaults, but some signs of bad behaviour coming back, the kind of leverage coming back. But I think if you look around my marketplace, I'd see some emerging market bonds where you get a positive real yield of 2, 3, 4% even. And we know there's hair on these stories, political risk and all of those things. But at the end of the day, I think that's the one area where you could say value has stayed in the marketplace.
Absolutely, I'd agree. And I'd also chip in with some of the European peripheral sovereigns, in particular Italy, I guess now. Portuguese government bonds have done a lot of work over the past 12 months in terms of bringing that yield down. I think Italy, there's still somewhere to go. There's still some political noise in there. There's still some vulnerability to that in there.
And that might
give us some opportunities to add to our Italian government bonds. On the equity side, I still like US bank equity and I like Japanese equity, both of them offering good earnings growth, underlying exposure to the economies that are growing, and an environment where interest rate expectations look a bit skewed to the downside. So that should help in that environment.
What about you for next year?
Well, I think the medium-term story is supportive equities over fixed income more generally. Clearly, over a 12-month horizon, anything could happen. So I think what was interesting last year is kind of an overweight equity position ended up being a good thing to be in position for over the last year. I imagine, but there weren't many sort of tactical episodic opportunities because equities kind of went up very nicely, but very gradually. I would imagine over the next year, there's going to be a few more bumps in the road because if, as I was saying, if growth is strong, if yields are rising, I mean, these are all ifs, but if that's the case, then I think you could see a bit more of a shake-up in terms of sectors or regions. You might get more volatility than you've seen this year, and then that'll be, those are potential scaling opportunities from a tactical asset allocation point of view.
Great. Tristan, Stephen, thank you very much. Happy Christmas to you all, and have a great 2018.